From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns has begun a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. In the course of these studies, we'll see how God took a fanatical enemy of the gospel and transformed him into the greatest evangelist the world has ever seen, apart from Christ himself. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his initial message called A Young Man Whose Name Was Saul. Saul of Tarsus was a brilliant young Pharisee whose natural gifts and intellectual achievements placed him among the greatest minds of the ancient world. He enjoyed high privileges in his heritage among the Jewish nation, as well as in his family. Yet his hatred of Christianity blinded him to the truth of the gospel. In unfolding the early days of Paul, Dr. Cairns is drawing parallels between that gifted young man and so many young people who have had similar spiritual privileges but have turned their backs on them. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to a selection from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, From Fetters Free. The text is found in Psalm 146 and verse 7, The Lord looseth the prisoner. He has done it. Remember Joseph, Israel in Egypt, Manasseh, Jeremiah, Peter, and many others. He can do it still. He breaks the bars of brass with a word and snaps the fetters of iron with a look. He is doing it. In 1,000 places, troubled ones are coming forth to light and enlargement. Jesus still proclaims the opening of the prison to them that are bound. At this moment, doors are flying back and fetters are dropping to the ground. He will delight to set you free, dear friend, if at this time you are mourning because of sorrow, doubt, and fear. It will be a joy to Jesus to give you liberty. It will give him as great a pleasure to loose you as it will be a pleasure to you to be loosed. No, you have not to snap the iron band. The Lord himself will do it. Only trust him, and he will be your emancipator. Believe in him in spite of the stone walls or the manacles of iron. Satan cannot hold you. Sin cannot enchain you. Even despair cannot bind you. If you will now believe in the Lord Jesus and in the freeness of his grace and the fullness of his power to save, defy the enemy, and let the word now before you be your song of deliverance. Jehovah looseth the prisoners.
Bye.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Some of you were born into homes where you were nurtured in the faith of the gospel, where there wasn't a day but that you were led to the throne of God in prayer. There wasn't a day but that you were faced with the glories of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You learned how God loved this world of sinners lost and sent His only begotten Son to die upon a cross, to take our sins upon Him, to shed His blood for us and redeem us unto Him. You learned the way of salvation by grace through faith alone, in Christ alone. With all the privileges of family, the praying fathers and praying mothers, yet you're outside of the family of God. What a tragedy. What a tragedy to take such a privilege, throw it away. Families of earth are together for just a little time. The old hymn asked the question, will the circle be unbroken? By and by, there are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms we often miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? I thought particularly of the words of the hymn, in the joyous days of childhood, oft they told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying Savior. Now, they dwell with Him above. One by one their seats were emptied. One by one they went away. Here the circle has been broken. Will it be complete one day? Will that circle be unbroken? Or will you take this most prized and precious privilege, cast it in the dust and tramp on it on your way to hell? Saul was wasting great family privileges. Then he was wasting great personal privileges. If ever a young man was richly endowed, it was Saul of Tarsus. He was superbly educated. He had the intellectual equipment to take all that education. I doubt if a better brain has ever been known in the history of the Church of Christ than that of Saul of Tarsus. Well educated, personally brilliant, a master of many languages, as he himself confessed, a supreme logician, a great thinker. And while he wasn't a very imposing physical specimen, he yet had great strength and tremendous bodily energy. What endowments, what privileges. And yet, he was wasting them all in a bitter rebellion against the very one who gave them to him. Let's ponder that tonight. Let's just stop there. How richly God has blessed you. When you think of how little there is between you and utter imbecility, just a wrong connection in your brain. Just a little imbalance of chemicals. There's not a thing you or anybody else could do to change it. You'd be an utter, unthinking unreflecting imbecile. But you're not. God has given you a thinking faculty. And yet how many of you waste it? And you pump into that brain all the filth, all the wickedness, all the ungodliness of this world. God has given you ears to hear the sweet testimony of His creation and of His gospel, and yet you pump into your ears all the clamor of this world and its hatred of Christ. God has given you a body, health and strength. It could so easily be reduced to utter impotence. Yet, you take your energy and you employ it in bitter rebellion against the very God who holds you in being. What a waste. A waste of personal privilege. The time that God gives you, the talents that God gives you, the health that God gives you, the strength that God gives you, He gives you that they may be employed to the glory of God and in the service of the Lord Jesus. He has given you them that being redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb and brought to submission at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, they may be used to the extension of His kingdom here on earth. Yet, like a thief, worse than a thief, worse than a beggar, worse than a vagabond, you grasp with greedy hands all that God will give you, only to fly in His face and use the very gifts of God to mock Him, to reject Him, and to serve Satan, sin, and hell. What a waste of personal privilege. But Paul, or Saul as he was then, was wasting greater privileges than all of those. But he was wasting great spiritual privileges. Years later, as an apostle of Jesus Christ writing to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 3, he asked the question, what advantage does the Jew have? What advantage is there in being a Jew? And he said, there is much advantage in many ways, but chiefly this, that they have the oracles of God. That is, they have the very Word of God. Here was the great supreme privilege that Saul of Tarsus had as a young man. Here was the great spiritual privilege. He had the Scriptures. Millions of others around the world were reading the foolish fables of men. They were held in superstition by the ramblings of the depraved brains of the zealots of pagan religions. But he had the oracles of God. He had the Scriptures of truth, the Word that was given from heaven. And he learned those Scriptures from the very earliest days of childhood. He grew up to study them very diligently. And he knew their contents in great detail. What a privilege! What a way to start out in life with a Bible in your hand, with a knowledge of the Scripture, with Scriptures committed to memory. What a way to start out! That's how he started out. And yet, he missed their message. Because every part of Scripture speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Saul of Tarsus was blind to that fact, and he was deaf to that message. He saw nothing of Christ. Up to this point, he wanted nothing of Christ. The picture I have of this young man, this proud, accomplished, brilliant Pharisee, was that he was hurtling to destruction with a Bible in his hand. Hurtling to hell, if we could put it in modern parlance, from the church pew, from public worship, from the reading of the scriptures, from the intonation of prayer, from the singing of psalms, hurtling to the outer darkness of a lost eternity. What a waste of spiritual opportunity. Some of you have had equal or even greater spiritual privileges. Yes, you have had the Word of God. You still have it. But what do you do with that book? There are people here tonight who never have that book in their hand from one Sabbath day to the next. Or if they have it in their hand, it's because they're forced. No time for God's Word. No time for all the corrupt filth and nonsense of the literature of the world. Time for the muck and the mire of Hollywood. But nothing for God's Word. Privilege wasted.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.